This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Time for our Monday Mortgage Minute, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, how are you today, sir?
I'm fine. How's it with you now that you're back?
It's always nice to be gone. It's nice to be back as well.
Yep, it's a good thing to get away sometimes.
It's good to get away, but again, I always miss being here, and I enjoy being here with all of our listeners, you as well. Talk to us about mortgage rates, the feds, and I, by the way, Kurt, I didn't follow a lot of news and different things while I was gone. What is going on in that world?
Well, with what's happened with inflation not coming down, actually going up a little bit, and then the unemployment numbers again increasing, those are the two things that have kind of put a pause to the feds even thinking about lowering rates in June. As they were, but that seems to have been pushed back to at least September.
Okay.
So it's got the market a little weak. You know, the market doesn't like uncertainty. So, but what we're starting to see now is a lot of folks were thinking about, you know, there's a lot of people got 4% first mortgages, and they were thinking about maybe they'll wait a little bit to let the rates come down and then refinance. But what they're starting to decide now is because of a lot of credit card debt that they're carrying, they're wanting to get out of that loan and start saving some money, because they're paying much more in interest on all their debt than just the 4%.
Got it. Okay, makes total sense. And again, none of us have a crystal ball, myself included. I really felt by now, because I still don't think the economy is doing quite as well as what they all think, and I think the Fed is part of the reason we have some of the inflation aspects of what we have. But regardless, doesn't matter. I'm not the guy in charge, so it doesn't matter what I think or say. I really think they're making a mistake, and I feel like they're doing exactly this time what they did in lagging in raising them. They're lagging in lowering them. But who am I?
I have a tendency to agree with you, but I'm the same way. They're not going to listen to us.
Yeah, we're just the recipients of what we have to deal with and how we have to handle things, which is where you come into play, Kurt. This is where, you know, you help people with the right choices in if they're looking to move, buy a different home, go up, go down, refinance what they have existing. That's where you come into play, and there's always ways to make that happen.
There's a lot of things that are changing in the industry as far as cost and different loans and things you can do. Simply because the housing industry is so strong to the economy.
Right.
So, and we're starting to see people, you know, like I said, they're coming back out and saying, what can I do? How can I lower my debt? Because they're struggling. There's so many people got no money left over at the end of the month.
Right.
And they need some breathing room. They're not ready for anything.
And again, we'll talk more about that on Thursday. You're going to join me at 5,
yep.
So we'll get into a little bit more of that at that time. Talk a little bit more about the DOJ and the NAR settlement, which also that did come out while I was gone. I followed a little bit of that while I was gone. Kurt, so we can get in a little bit more of that on Thursday as well. Tomorrow, Haystack Help Radio, you take over Haystack for an hour on Tuesdays. What do you got tomorrow?
We have your friend, the attorney Flesh, Mr. Flesh.
Awesome.
Going to be on the show with
Love
us
Kevin.
Tomorrow.
That'll be fun. Well, guys, enjoy tomorrow. Kurt, in the meantime, have a great night, sir. Thank you for all you do.
You bet.
You
bet.
You appreciate it. And that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Gino's Auto Service. If you've got a problem with your vehicle, we have a solution. That's Gino's Auto Service over on the southwest end of town, Bowles and Platte Canyon. Gino'sAutoservice.com, and Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, up next, Group Insurance Analyst, and they will take care of all of your insurance needs, and they are a broker. They'll shop what's best for you, business, home, auto, you name it. They do it all, e-gia.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate the maze of Medicare options so that you get the right plan to fit your needs and at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service that you don't get with a call center or online, whether it is a Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, a standalone prescription plan, long-term care, or final expense insurance. GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, 303-423-0162, or go online to e-gia.com.
All right, John Cannata, he is our cyber guy, making sure that you and your business especially are protected when it comes to cybersecurity. Find John the Cyber Guy today. Just go to klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. David Strzeski joining us now, Sound Planning Group. David, how are you, sir?
Hey, doing fantastic. Great to be with you, John.
Happy tax day.
Yes, indeed. It is a happy day.
Sorry, I had to throw that out. I have to kind of remind yourself that today is the day we all pay. Well, everybody's partially been paying typically throughout the year out of their paychecks and so on, depending upon how they do things. And somebody asked me earlier, what are we really paying for? And David, there's one simple answer. Literally right now, all the taxpayers, all of them combined, are doing is paying interest on the debt. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. You know, as far as the taxpayer goes right now, I think it's also very important to understand that we're at a time when tax brackets are likely much lower than where they will need to be, given all this deficit spending that you were just noting there.
Correct.
I mean, we just got this new statistic that every 100 days right now, we have to print an additional $1 trillion. In other words, we defaulted on our budget by $1 trillion every 100 days. This is a runaway train that will have to be dealt with at some point in time.
Yep.
The only way that Uncle Sam raises money there is through taxation. So buckle up.
Well, and then we've got the Fed, you know, basically saying that, you know, the economy is doing better than we expected. You know, inflation is still up. We want to see it come down. Well, David, you're not going to get inflation down when every 100 days you're printing $1 trillion. It just, the math doesn't work.
No, it doesn't. And in fact, I love that you just kind of took it here, because one of the things that we're looking at right now is that, you know, we've seen gold, you know, just hit these record numbers right now. And so I think that gold is a measurement of inflation. And so if you think about it, you know, we were at like $2,000 gold here just about 6 months ago.
Right.
And so if you think of that as a ratio, it's 1 ounce of gold for $2,000.
Right.
Well, today it takes $2,400 to buy that very same ounce of gold. That's the same in China as it is in the United States, as it is in Africa. And so the point is that, is inflation still happening? Absolutely. We're printing money. That is literally the cause of inflation. There's no other math around that. And we are literally inflating ourselves up right now relative to gold, which I think is real money. And that's an important factor for people to be paying attention to.
I read an article just yesterday about the fact that you can now buy gold bars, an ounce of gold, at Costco, of all places, David.
My favorite store.
Go figure. And from what I'm understanding, the spot price with them is usually $5 to $10 less than it would be anywhere else. And that's why they're selling I think they sold, don't quote me on this, but I thought I read they sold $100 million last year in gold.
It's unbelievable. I mean, when Costco got into the wine business, they became the number one wine broker in the world. And they surpassed all these expectations.
Unreal. People are going to buy you know, chips and salsa and gold.
I wonder, like, are you actually, like, you know, grabbing those ounces of gold when you're walking out the door?
Well, the article I read basically said that they were, you know, this particular couple they interviewed that had bought one, they were down there, you know, doing their grocery shopping, whatever else, they're looking around, they come across this gold. It was $2,000 for an ounce. Back to your example a moment ago, it was about $9 less that day than what, the, you know, they looked on their phone, it was $9 less than what the spot price was, so they went ahead and picked up a bar.
Unbelievable.
Go figure.
I mean, yeah, exactly. So that's the Kirkland signature way there.
You can't knock their ways.
No, I mean, I live in Kirkland, Washington, so this is literally the hometown company.
Oh,
so
yeah, you would know. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey, along those lines, let's talk about it. Last time you and I were, you know, you were on with me, we talked about Bitcoin. I've watched it steadily increase. Where are your thoughts there?
Okay, so we're getting into the halving this,
that's right,
this weekend, John. And so this is very important to be paying attention to. It happens every 4 years. And so basically, they can produce half as much Bitcoins as they did previously.
Okay.
And so right now, we're doing about one every 10 minutes. It's going to take about 20 minutes. So we're going to be doing about 450 daily.
Okay.
And so what does that mean? Supply and demand. Right now, the buyers want to buy more than the sellers want to sell. That's why the price goes up. But we're going to find ourselves in a time where these buyers want to buy, but and at the same pace, but there's less than there's half as much as before. And so what's going to happen with the price? Anyone can figure this out. The price is going to go through the roof. And so especially as we're looking at inflation going on, I mean, it's an easy argument. Hey, look, gold went up because of inflation. Well, so did Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the supply and demand factor, and Bitcoin is finite. There's probably a lot more gold than there is Bitcoin, at least known. And so is Bitcoin the answer to all life's problems? No, it is not. But each individual Bitcoin breaks down to much more smaller parts, 100 million individual pieces. So it is divisible. You could do some trading with it. And so we've yet to see what ultimately that system's going to look like. So anything with Bitcoin, with gold, et cetera, it is speculation. However, I think that we can triangulate a lot of speculation to be a more confident assumption of the future, because we see things like deficit spending. We see right. things like wars that are breaking out right now. I mean, we need to pray for the Middle East right now.
I agree.
You know, we could go viral here, and this becomes WW3, and China moves on Taiwan. So, you know, we're in a very weird spot right now, and even the banks are beginning to have challenges. And so that's also part of the reason why.
Well, and again, so this goes back to, thank you, kind of really segueing into where I wanted to go next, which is the whole Fed policy, what they're looking at, the fact now that it might be fall before they make any moves. I really, and I said this to our mortgage guy a moment ago, David, right before you, I really feel like the Fed is doing exactly this time what they did last time in relation to last time they waited far too long to raise rates. And in my opinion, they're waiting far too long to lower them this time.
And so that is why I'm calling this the Federal Reserve bubble.
Yep.
We need to name the thing, the bubble, this crisis, this recession that we're about to find. The cause of it should be the name of it. It's the Federal Reserve bubble.
That's right.
Late to the party. And, you know, here they try to spike the ball, you know, after Christmas saying, oh, hey, look, we got inflation under control. We'll be at 2% real soon. Yeah, looking about 6 rate cuts this next year. What'd the market do? Rallied hard. Then we got these headline numbers on unemployment, which, by the way, were revised down by 1/3.
Yep.
So those numbers that everyone's like, oh, this is so great. Man,
they weren't that great after all.
Quarter. No, we're way more fragile than we think that we are.
Agree.
And I think that.
Okay, so dumb question on my part. Why can't you, you and I can see this. I'm a guy without a college education, by the way, and I can see this. Why can't these PhD economists understand this?
Man, you know, it's so hard, right? So there's these different theories of that people ascribe to. And so a Keynesian economist is someone who believes that you can just print and print and
yep.
print, and that, you know, it's going to work out. And people will always be rational, and they're not going to actually think about it. They're just going to think, hey, look, I can still buy eggs and butter and milk. Everything's still good in life, and I'm just going to keep going on. I don't think that the world's like that. And so many people just have their heads in the sand. Additionally, statistics can lie. And so, you know, if I look at unemployment numbers, man, I could make a great story out of it. Or I could look a little bit deeper and I can tell you it's not actually as clean as you think it is. And a lot of those unemployed or people getting employed are getting part-time jobs. So is that really
and by the way, David, and everything you just said, I fully agree with. In fact, what they're getting is maybe not even one part-time job, but two part-time jobs, because that's what they need to actually make ends meet. So, yeah, while the numbers may look great statistically speaking, fundamentally in what money they have to spend is not.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I don't understand why. I guess it's because, you know, at least in my role, and you're the same way, I live on Main Street. You know, I coach on Main Street. I still talk to business owners on Main Street and their employees and so on, and I see all of this. And no offense, David, but the Fed is far removed from that. They don't live on Main Street.
No question. They're so far removed from Main Street, it's ridiculous. Even walking around and saying, hey, you know, inflation's at, you know, 3%, you know, it's like they're trying to deceive us to say that it's only at 3% now. Well, here's the deal. It's risen.
It's about 20, actually.
Yeah, it's up 24 point something.
There you go.
Look at trueflation.com.
Correct.
Is who I like to use. But when you look at these rates that have risen like this, we look at the condition that our banking system's in. We look at how the consumer's at record high debt right now, at record high interest rates on these credit cards. We look at those unemployment considerations that we're talking about right now. This is not a good moment for America. 70% of our economy is that consumer that is debt-ridden and is paycheck to paycheck, and they're in trouble. We're not getting cheaper prices anytime soon. In fact, inflation's going up. And if you don't think so, we're not even at war right now, and we're at
Correct.
Deficit spending extra trillion every 100 days.
Okay, so we talked about gold a moment ago, and yes, that's one way to hedge against some of what we're talking about. For the other people that are out there listening, they're trying to figure out, great, you know, you guys sound like doom and gloom, which we're not. There's always a silver lining, and we've always mm-hmm. seen, David, people have the ability to do well in down times. Outside of gold, what else do they look at doing to hedge against this?
You know, great question. So when we look at portfolio theory, it's typically broken up between risk assets and protected assets. The big issue right now that I'm telling you, and I'm one of very few people that's actually going to sound this alarm, bonds can lose money in 5 different ways. One of the reasons why we would hold bonds is that they're supposed to not move in the same direction as stocks. Well, for the last 3 years, that whole theory is out the window. It's not acting normal right now. And so they're not the same hedge that they were before. Bonds, I think, are about to have significant challenges. And so people need to be looking into alternatives. They need to be able to hedge their portfolios. They do need to understand as well that as far as equities go, you know, the equities that led us here, which is, you know, real strong tech stocks, et cetera, will they do okay in the future? Maybe. Are they going to have some corrections? For sure. What will ultimately be the leaders in the future? Likely not the same things that got us here. And I say that really cautiously. We need to be a lot more rifled in our approach. We need to be very specific. I don't want to buy an index that's going to have a bunch of failing things in it and some things that do okay. I would rather allocate to the places that are going to do better
right, and
not have as much of the negative stuff. And so index investing right now is likely not a great strategy. You know, but you can do it really low cost. And you know what? The market always goes up over time. And if I just wait, hey, that's perfect. You have to understand, though, if you're a baby boomer entering retirement today, this is one of the moments that people should fear the most. And the reason why is because as we enter into a recession here over the next 10 years, that is mathematically the worst time for this to occur for you. Mm. We call this the red zone of retirement. And that's where you've got to be able to put points on the board and stop points from getting scored against you. So, again, John, my advice is going to be that they need to sit down with somebody and they need to look at alternatives to protected assets that are hedging strategies. They need to look at equity strategies and why these versus that. I'm going to say miners are going to be a really big part of that, given the fact that they've lagged for two decades in the metals that they hold in those mines, just as the asset, plus they produce something, are going to produce a tremendous amount. But here's the point. How does somebody go forward into the future when everything's changing at once? And perhaps, you know, these ideas, even like oil, which is another great idea, you know, where do you do it? How do you do it as things continue to change? And so this is why it's really important to sit down with a good advisor that can tell you how to be able to invest that money. But I'm going to actually note one last thing here. It's more important to figure out how to pull it out, paying the least amount in taxation. And that is an expertise that is your financial advisor better have if they're providing you actual retirement advice.
David, how do folks learn more about you and, of course, your new website that you've got out talking about the Fed?
Yeah. Hey, so FedBubble.com is probably the best way to just get to know us here. I've got a new book that's going to be coming out and called Riding Bulls and Taming Bears. But we've got a lot of great information on there for people to be able to look into, get second opinions about, et cetera. And so, you know, we don't want to just be all doom and gloom. There are silver lining answers. You just need to really look a little bit deeper because things are shifting and changing right now in a way that they've not in a long time.
Absolutely. David, as always, appreciate you very much, sir. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you, John.
You betcha, David. You. Appreciate it very much. Again, David Strzeski, Sound Planning Group. Now, when it comes to locally and you want to talk to somebody face-to-face, that's our Al Smith. It's always best for a lot of you, especially where you don't have the ability to do a lot of things individually like David was talking about. You need somebody to sit down, an advisor like David was talking about a moment ago. That's Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. Find Al today. Go to klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
High Five Plumbing, again, $100 off the next visit where they come out and do things around your home, which, by the way, things happen. You need maintenance done, or you just want to find out, hey, what's coming up in the future? That's High Five Plumbing. Call them today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April, and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
All right, $50 off an AC tune-up. That's Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. KLZradio.com is where you find them.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
All right, high wind. We've actually had some more wind today. I'm watching the flag blow now. We may get a little more weather this week. And if you had damage from the last windstorm, please give Dave a call today. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy-efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, real quick, the assault weapons ban bill that is actually making its way through our legislature right now. Where is that headed? And the reason why I haven't talked much about it is there's a lot of speculation, even from liberals, that it probably won't make it through the Senate, and where does it go from there? And even if it does make it through the Senate here in Colorado, does Governor Polis actually sign it, given what he's looking to do down the road and given the fact that it's unconstitutional? And I think, by the way, he knows that. And do you want to spend a lot of state funds that are, by the way, already at a minimum in fighting something that you know you're going to lose in the end? He's not dumb, and I honestly don't see him signing this. So it'll be interesting to see what happens if it even makes it through the Senate. Brad and Lakewood, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, a couple issues the Republicans could be running on, but they can't seem to get with the program. Number one, they still haven't climbed on board with Thomas Mash, H.R. 3206. But the main one that could really help them is evidently Biden wants to cut the funds to Medicare Advantage. Now, it still has to go through Congress, from what I understand, but the plans have been finalized. Roger Marshall was talking about this well over a year and a half ago. Rick Scott's climbed on board, but where are the rest of the Republicans on this? This would be a golden opportunity. They could flood the television stations, radio stations. They could have huge billboards up on I-25 and I-70. Biden to cut Medicare Advantage. Where are the Republicans?
Do you think that'll actually happen?
Will he actually cut Medicare Advantage?
No, yeah. Will that actually get passed through the House?
It's hard telling, because I know one thing, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, the last thing they want is to get angry phone calls on Medicare and Social Security. Even Hickenlooper's office and Brittany Peterson's office was very polite to me when I called up. So I don't think whether it will or not get passed, I don't know, but Biden sure would love to do it.
Interesting. Yeah, and again, I think given that's one of those taboos that, you know, no one ever wants to touch politically speaking. Yeah, and let's face it, Brad, there are so many things messaging-wise as a party that we could be doing. You know, first one, which even here in Colorado, and this is something even our local Colorado GOP should be focused on, not some of the nonsense that they are. In Colorado right now, 75% of voters don't approve of what's going on immigration-wise. Brad, that is a huge statistic, and one that every single person in our party should be running on, and yet I hear very little talk about that. Instead, I hear talk all over the place besides that.
Yep, I agree. The
I don't get it.
Well, that's Republican.
I mean, we've got a GOP in Colorado that's more worried about bashing one candidate because they've already picked the other one in the primary. I'm talking about, you know, Deborah Flora and Lauren Boebert, which, by the way, I don't have a dog in the fight either way and don't know either one of them on a personal basis. But you can't, as a GOP chair and as a party, endorse one while the other one is still running against her in the primary that isn't until the 25th of June.
I thought the party was supposed to remain neutral.
They're supposed to, but they're not.
Well, then how are they getting away with that, or why are they doing it?
Because our current chair could care less what the bylaws say. That's my opinion. He didn't care.
Well, that's not good. Now, about this case with Trump and the trial in New York, it's fairly obvious he's not going to get a fair trial.
No, he's, you know, Charlie and I were talking about that through one of the breaks today, Brad. I mean, again, it only takes one juror with a no to blow that whole thing up. So all they have to do is find one person that will look at things objectively. Although, Brad, I'm with you. I think that's very hard to find that one.
I think the fix is in, and Trump's guilty no matter what. So let's assume he's found guilty, then he's going to appeal it. What happens then?
Good question. I'm not an expert in that. I have no idea how long that takes. I'm assuming that will be a lengthy thing.
And I don't think it really hurt to have Trump taken off the campaign trail, because his following is so dedicated, they've already determined they're going to vote for him. And
yeah, the only thing though about that, Brad, that to your point, the hardcore, you know, folks, even folks that are just so anti, you know, Biden, that want to see a big changer in his camp, and yes, you don't need to reach those people, they're going to vote for you either way. But that middle of the road voter that is still trying to decide, you know, what do they do, what does he or she do, you still need to talk to that person. And that's where I think we're making a mistake. Even on our side, even in the state of Colorado, we're acting like we don't need that voter, but we do, Brad.
Well, I agree. And when it comes to special elections, we got three open seats right now: California, Colorado, and Ohio. Why are the special elections two or three months down the road? Why aren't they within 30 days?
Well, and I can only speak on Colorado because I don't know about the other two states, but I'm guessing, much like I talked about Polis a moment ago with this assault weapons ban and the fact it's unconstitutional, and will he even sign that if it passes the Senate? I doubt highly that he does, by the way, Brad, because he knows there'll be a lengthy fight going against all the way to the Supreme Court, because that's what happens with these particular cases. We won't win as a state, so there's no sense even going down that path. I think Polis also looked at the budgetary ends of things and said, we need to combine this with the primary that we're already doing and running and paying for. We don't need anything else added to the budget. That's my take on it.
And Polis, I don't agree with the way he thinks, but he's not stupid.
He's not dumb. No, he is not dumb. I'm like you. I don't agree with him either, Brad, on hardly any levels, but he's not dumb.
And one more thing about this Mike Johnson guy. Gallagher's going to resign on April 19th. That means the seat stays open for 8 months till November. And they could have expelled Gallagher before April 9th, but they didn't bring it up for a vote. Why didn't they try to expel Gallagher last Monday, and then we could have had a special election? Now the seat remains empty for 8 months. What was the
Because, Brad, as I say constantly, we collectively, not only as a state but nationally, have no strategy on how to move the football forward. That's the problem. There's none. There's no strategy. Matt Gaetz, he came out, spoke to the, you know, to the on the GOP, the last big to-do they had here in Colorado. And again, he's another one. No strategy. We are a party with no strategy. None.
And I was no fan of Kevin McCarthy, and unfortunately, in a sense, I wanted to see the chair vacated. But when it actually happened, I realized, what a mistake I made, because McCarthy at least accomplished a little.
Yes.
Not enough, but he still accomplished far more than Mike Johnson.
Now, yes.
Mike Johnson claims to be a Christian and against abortion. Why, in the latest bill, are they funding late-term abortions and transgender care?
Great question. You bring up some great points, Brad. And again, I go back to all of the people early on that wanted to see McCarthy gone. And there's a lot of them even listening out there right now that I think probably are rethinking that and wondering why in the world did we go down that path. And yet, by the way, the person that orchestrated all of that, we had speak at our last big GOP shindig. I mean, again, Brad, I wouldn't have Matt Gaetz speak at my kid's kindergarten class. Nonetheless, at the GOP, at a GOP gathering.
Yeah, he's one of those people I liked a couple years ago, but as time goes on, he's just becoming more and more annoying. And another thing for the Republicans...
By the way, Brad, really quick, Matt Gaetz is a traitor to the party. I'll just say it straight up. He is a traitor to the Republican Party. I don't care what anybody says.
He'll file a motion to vacate McCarthy, but he won't file a motion to vacate Johnson, and Johnson's even worse than McCarthy. But right now, the last thing we need to do is vacate the chair. Maybe hold on till Johnson... Till next November.
Yeah, right now you can't make any more changes. There's already been too many made that have already screwed things up. We should have, again, going all the way back in time, Matt Gaetz should have just minded his own business, done his own thing. But that's not Matt Gaetz. That's not what he does. It's all about Matt. It's not about the country. It's not about the party. It's about Matt.
I agree. And another thing the Puritans fail to realize is I'm no fan of Larry Hogan. He's far more liberal than I'd like him to be. But they say he's leading the Democrat in Maryland. And the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat. Majorities matter. And if Larry Hogan could win, that would be phenomenal. That may very well be our most important Senate race. Because if we can flip Maryland and pick up West Virginia, we can pick up control of the Senate. But why are certain people referring to Larry Hogan as a rhino? Well, maybe he is, but
it's still an R. That's how I look at it, Brad. It's still an R.
Yeah,
get rid of your purest thoughts, and it's an R. That's how I look at it.
And you're not going to get Ted Cruz or Mike Lee elected in Maryland.
Nope.
I think that would be phenomenal.
I agree.
Hogan elected.
Thank you, Brad. Fully agree. I'll leave it at that. Brad, appreciate it very much. I'll get Eric in here before the break. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, John. This is Eric.
How are you, sir?
Doing well. So you were talking about Polis and probably not signing that gun bill.
If it makes it through the Senate, there's even scuttlebutt down at the Capitol that it may not go through the Senate, so it may not even get to his desk. But there's been some rumors around that if it even makes it to his desk, he's likely not to sign it. Now, I also understand that if it sits for a certain amount of time and he does nothing, it goes into law. But I don't see him doing that in this particular case.
No, what I think is possibly the ruse is they put this up. He wants to look more centrist.
Correct.
Therefore, he doesn't sign it.
Correct. I can't argue that. I can't argue that at all.
All of that.
No, Eric, I think you're very much on target there, and everything he does, this is something that I hope everybody out there really understands. Everything Polis does, Eric, as you know, is calculated.
Yeah, and I think that's probably, he said, hey, guys, you push this through, I don't sign it, I look more centrist, and then when I go for president, people think I'm more centrist.
Correct. And if we're going to really have a national play here on some of the things even that you guys want, we have to have somebody like me in office. So the best way to do that is this way. I agree with that, Eric, wholeheartedly.
Yep. I think it's a chess move.
I can't argue that at all, because that's how he plays the game. He plays the game very well. Andy and I have talked about that, you know, numerous times on air. And that's one of the areas, by the way. I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. Most people don't give Polis credit along the lines of what you're talking about. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's very wily on a lot of that stuff.
Eric, you don't get to the point in life that he's at. This is something that people are forgetting. You don't get to the place in life that he's at by not being, you know, by being dumb. He's very smart and calculated. You don't get places like he is by not. And by the way, I get it. There's a lot of politicians that have become very, very wealthy after getting into politics. He's not one of them. He was that way prior to politics.
Right, right. But yeah, he definitely has people advising him, and he's wily on his own. So.
Yeah, no, and Eric, I can't disagree with you on this one. I would not disagree. And even if he didn't orchestrate it this way, per se, and actually getting somebody, you know, to sponsor it and so on, he knew it was coming based upon the individuals that are down at the Capitol. He knows in his mind, whether they're on his side or not, it doesn't matter. He's still going to play this thing out for his future political, you know, gain.
You bet.
Absolutely. Cannot disagree with you at all on that one, Eric. Absolutely. 100%. Appreciate you, man.
All right. You have a good one.
You too, man. Appreciate it very much. Yep. Can't deny that one. I think he is spot on. Flesh Law is next. Speaking of the trial and Trump and legalities and all of that, there may become a time in your life where you need representation. That time might be now. Give Kevin a call, 303-806-8886.
Get relief from Flesh and Beck Law. You just got in an accident, so you call the police. You make sure you get a thorough record of the scene. Then after the initial adrenaline wears off, your mind starts to swirl with all the things you need to do. Insurance claims, car repairs, doctor visits, medical bills, on top of the physical pain you're in. Flesh and Beck will give you relief from the financial stress so that you can focus on healing. Call Flesh and Beck immediately after your accident for a free consultation. Then you can rest while they talk to your insurance company. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh will relieve your burden of financial worries. All you need to do is to call him right now at 303-806-8886. Call Kevin Flesh immediately after the accident and get relief from the financial stress of an injury. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Level Engineering, Alan Davis. And again, I talked about the plan, a different plan that he has just released, by the way, when it comes to solar. And really the crux of it is if you can't qualify for the credits, he has a way to still get solar on your home, saving you money monthly, locking you in on your rates, by the way, so you don't have the huge increases that could come down the pike from Xcel Energy. So give him a call today, 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
All right, Dr. Scott Faulkner, if you're looking for a new doctor, somebody that thinks like you do, thinks like we do on this program, give Scott a call today, 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
The good news for seniors on Medicare is that you have more options today than ever before. The challenge is that all of these new options can be very confusing, and making the wrong choice can cost you thousands of dollars more out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of Medicare specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
And we're back, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. About 5 minutes or so left of today's program. Warren in Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
What are you doing, vacation boy?
I am doing very well. Thanks for calling, Warren.
Hey, you know, just it was funny on Americans are slobs.
Yeah.
And that even, it carries over into war. When I was in Vietnam,
yeah,
small groups in the Marine Corps, they always police their area, leave no evidence.
Okay, makes sense.
Army, you could follow them all day long.
Okay. I did not. Yeah. You're teaching me something I did not know.
Australians and British were the same way.
Interesting.
They were slobs.
Interesting.
Now, the best ones I ever saw were actually South Koreans.
Ah, okay.
So, and we were always, we were out in the bush for all year. We didn't have a rear base.
Interesting. And you know, we're really quick, back to the South Koreans. Okay, is that just their culture or what?
No, they took it from our culture.
Okay, gotcha.
They took it from the Marine Corps.
Okay.
And there's no dumpsters out in the bush.
Nope, there are not.
So what do you? How are you going to get rid of your junk?
You either burn it or pack it up and take it with you.
No,
bury
you
it.
Don't pack it up. You're going to bury it.
Yep, there's one of three ways.
And that was a good comment on police.
Thank you.
I'm telling you.
I don't know. That one really quick, Warren. I don't understand why... I get there some people out there that I guess think it's okay to militarize the police, but, and again, as you know, I am all for the men and women in blue, and I am all for protecting them any way we can, but not at all costs. You know me, I'm not one of those guys that would say, well, if it just saves one life, we should do it. Absolutely positively not. No, that's not why we do things.
No. And when I got back, in the 80s, I was a cop for a short time.
Okay.
And I got calls. I deployed with Navy SEALs for a while. And I would get calls from even Denver to help them develop their SWAT teams on snipers.
Okay.
And I would tell them, no, you're not military.
Hmm.
You develop your own program.
Right. Good point.
When I was a cop, you're a peacekeeper.
Good point.
Now, you and I only grew up about 5 miles apart.
That's right.
But I don't know if you remember, but on the police cars earlier, it would say police, but underneath it would say peacekeeper.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes, I do.
You're not supposed to escalate. You're supposed to
de-escalate. Good point, Warren.
Yes.
Good point.
So just...
Oh, no, I thank you for that. I appreciate that. That's A, good reminders of what things used to be back then, and again, the way they should be today. And I know I've only got a minute here or so, but, you know, my fear is as you desensitize people to police looking like military operations, that's the path I don't want to go down.
You're right.
So it's not the proper role of government. Warren, appreciate you, man. Love you. Thank you so much. I do appreciate that very much. Veteran Windows and Doors is up next. Speaking of veterans, much like Warren, by the way, thanks, Warren, for all that you've done for us in our great country. It's guys like you that have kept us free, and I am very, very thankful for you. Dave is the same. Veteran Windows and Doors, I'm just very thankful for all of you out there that have really given your all to make sure that we have the freedoms that we have. Call Dave today. All your windows and doors. Free installation in the month of April. KLZradio.com is where you find him.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors. Sorry, they just did Veteran Windows. K&R is what I meant to say. Home transitions, and I mentioned earlier where, hey, there's some changes that most likely will be coming down the pike when it comes to real estate. Find out how that's going to affect you or not. Give Catherine and Robin a call today. Don't forget to ask about the re-up program as well that may help some of you that need some remodeling done and sell your house at the same time. 720-437-8210.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, that's about it for today. We got a little over a minute left. One thing I was going to get to today that I just didn't have time, so I'll move this into tomorrow because I did want to talk about it. There is, and some of you guys may have even read this article, there's an article out in the Epoch Times. Democrats used a bold strategy to turn Colorado blue. Now the GOP wants to win it back. And I'm, folks, not that I'm any kind of a pessimist, because I'm not. You guys know I'm an optimist. I'm a realist. I look at things in a real way. This article, almost in its entirety, is wrong. I don't know who got the Epoch Times going on this and where they ever thought that Colorado was red and then it turned blue and now it's going to go back red again. Again, I can talk more about this with Andy tomorrow and break this entire article down, but you can go read it for yourself. Epoch Times, Democrats used a bold strategy to turn Colorado blue. Now the GOP wants to win it back. We were at best purple throughout my entire lifetime. I'm 59. I'm a native. We've never been red in my lifetime. So I'm not sure where the Epoch Times is getting all of its information from, but I'll give you a teaser. I have a pretty good idea of where, and I'll explain tomorrow with Andy. Have a great night, guys. Good to be back with you. I appreciate it very much. And this has been Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.